Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
A man who was trying to stop two men from harassing a woman on a Bronx subway platform ended up getting stabbed in the hand. Our Glenn Shuck has the story.
Cops hoping the surveillance footage they're checking out will help them lead to an arrest. The two men harassing a woman overnight, the elevated tracks here in the 2 line. A good Samaritan, a 53-year-old man, decides he wants to do something about it and ends up getting stabbed in his right hand for his trouble. I spoke with Robert as he was getting on the train. He says he usually feels safe.
Yeah, in the daylight. But, you know, you still got to keep your eyes open, you know. Out of nowhere, some will come in and
yes.
Talk loud, look crazy, picking on people for no reason. And, you know, and today, it's hard to get involved. If you get involved, you don't know what he had, a gun or a knife.
The man stabbed, taken over to Jacoby down the street here to get some help as the investigation continues. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM, the Pelham Bay Station.
Brooklyn State Senator Yiwen Chu says her phone has been blowing up with complaints about the food in New York City's school cafeterias. She says students have noticed a major change in food quality lately, and they've been flooding her inbox with images of moldy fruit, spoiled cream cheese, and some mushy paste that purports to be meat. Chu said she sent a letter to the mayor's office and the City Department of Education to ask about the meals, and she says she's still waiting for them to tell her what the issue is. A spokesperson for the DOE issued a statement saying all food quality issues are investigated immediately and that a team of inspectors visited the schools that Chu mentioned in her letter. Mayor Adams held a press conference this morning at the Brooklyn Navy Yard to announce a new $25 million space to help launch beauty products by and for people of color.
I'm proud to announce, especially during Women's History Month, that R.F. Wilkins Consultants, a black women-owned and run firm, is seeing their dream come to life.
The company's getting a space of about 26,000 square feet. Well, according to a package of bills that a group of city council members will unveil today, the city has failed to protect tenants when their landlords try to use vacate orders to force them out. Well, these bills would try to stop that. The legislation will also attempt to stop landlords from using illegal construction to move tenants out. Since there are often restrictions on how much landlords can raise rents or charge for rent-stabilized apartments, owners can make alterations to try to circumvent those restrictions. Landlord groups say the current laws already prohibit landlords from evicting tenants during a vacate order. A spokesperson for the city housing agency said the Adams administration will review the bills. And police are asking for help finding the two men who robbed a discount store in the Bronx and assaulted someone inside. Cops say the two men entered the Metro discount store on East Gun Hill Road on February 23rd, hit the victim with a broomstick, a mop, and a 2-liter bottle of soda, and then grabbed about $50 worth of items and fled. Anyone with information about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The Suffolk County executive is calling today for immediate changes to New York's bail laws after the suspects arrested in connection to the human body parts found on Long Island are out on no bail.
Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine steaming mad after the four people accused of dismembering and dumping the body parts of a male and female in three locations here on Long Island were released with no bail because Romaine says prosecutors could not ask for bail under the bail reform laws.
The laws in the state would not allow us to hold someone or to charge bail to hold someone for cutting up bodies.
DA Ray Tierney says this is absurd that the defendants were set free, and he will continue to push to make common sense fixes to the law. The victims in their 50s have not been identified. The four, however, do have ankle monitors. The investigation continues, but right now the defendants have not been charged with murder. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
The city council is set to vote today to require cruise ships that dock in New York to connect to shore power while idling, or else sail away. Connecting to shore power would help the ships avoid burning dirty diesel fuel at our ports in New York City. The bill would limit access to the city's two cruise ports at Red Hook and Hell's Kitchen only to those ships that connect to the city's power grid to keep their lights on while they're at berth. This move comes after years of communities around the cruise terminals organizing, particularly in Red Hook, where residents have long complained that the cruise ships release massive amounts of toxic fumes into the air.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.